This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the time of year when our January mood is lifted by the notion that other people are having a nice conference near the ski slopes in Switzerland. The annual World Economic Forum is convening in Davos with the U.S. resurgent as other key economies are losing steam, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The U.S., growing at 5%, churns as the single engine in the world, so says the World Bank's top economist. So you'd imagine Davos types would talk it up. Adam Posen, president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says, yeah, but not quite. In the go-go 90s, he says, America was the model to copy.
This time around, the U.S. is winning the least ugly contest. Nobody's sitting here saying, oh, God, the U.S. has it right.
Sure, the U.S. got it right by buying bonds aggressively, he argues. But whose banks delivered the global crash again? Rich Lesser is president and CEO of the Boston Consulting Group. He thinks Europe's slump is the big story. Instability there makes firms nervous to invest.
Companies are just acting quite conservatively. And I don't, at least the conversations I'm in, unfortunately, I don't hear that changing too much in the near term.
Europeans see terrorist attacks in Paris, Russian aggression to the east, and bloodshed in the Mideast. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.